Our next guest on Downtown played 11 seasons as a member of the New England Patriots. These days, he's out there making a difference in the world through the Matt Light Foundation. We're awfully glad to have him on the show to talk about a big event his group is working on. Matt Light, welcome to Downtown.
Rich, thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you on here. A little bit of Patriots stuff going on that we'll talk about. But first, let's focus on the very good news, which is something your organization is doing called the Inflation Nation Raffle. This might be the best thing. $2 can buy a person.
You know, it probably is, yeah, especially if you have some Patriot fans in your lives. Maybe you have an uncle or a cousin or a nephew. Kind of like the lottery, you know. We've got a raffle. And this raffle is pretty cool. It's going to do a lot for the foundation, the Light Foundation, and the work that we do with kids. And the opportunity is really cool. So this raffle consists of a private jet taking our two lucky winners with me into hostile territory for the game against Indianapolis. And I believe that's like week 6 or 7. So it's going to be a phenomenal weekend. We're going to fly into Indy, have a great time over the weekend with the game and dinner and the whole nine, and then come back home, hopefully celebrate another big victory. And you know, the cool thing about these online raffles is that anybody can participate. You know, you spend a few bucks and get a shot at something like that, and if you win, it's Christmas. If not, you support the foundation, and being that it's the Inflation Nation raffle, we can poke fun at this ridiculous debacle that we call the Playgate.
All right, let's talk about that, and then we'll get back to the foundation as well. I saw that you were on with the guys from the Boston Herald, and you said that this whole thing could be the end for Roger Goodell. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I think it could be the end of how he governs the players and the disciplinary action that he hands down. And it's something that everybody that, you know, looks at the situation says, well, the players gave up the right, you know, to have some group by some arbitrator. And what a lot of people don't understand is that Roger and the commissioner of the National Football League, they've had that power from the very beginning. So it wasn't as if, you know, we took it off the table or we didn't fight hard to have someone else come in. It was just that that's the way it's been done, and they weren't budging on that one. And we really wanted to get all the guys back to work and have a great season, which we were able to do. And we fought for a lot of things in there, but you know, look, Roger's got to make some changes. He's not dealing with disciplinary actions appropriately. And you can look to a lot of different cases, whether it's Ray Rice or, you know, any number of things that have happened even on the field with the referees and just dropping the ball in areas where if there's a better process in place, we wouldn't be in this situation, like Deflategate.
Well, and it just seems weird that it's come to this over something that, even if the worst thing anybody said about Tom Brady and the Patriots were true, it's still a pretty minor thing compared to some of the other events that have occurred with the National Football League and with players. How did we get to this point?
Well, you know, look, I think it comes down to someone's personal hatred, if you will, or dislike of the Patriots and how things are done. And when those people are within an organization like the NFL and they've got some power, they're able to lead people down a path that isn't, well, it's hard to come back from. So if you look at the history of the team, you know, the Patriots have always done things at an exceptional level. There's definitely a lot of people that would like to bring them down a notch or two. And so they come up with something as crazy as this. And early on, with respect to Deflategate and what happened in the AFC Championship game, you know, the league hung the Patriots out to dry. They didn't put any information out there, and they forced these players to get up and stand on the podium and answer questions about something that they honestly thought was a joke in the beginning.
We're talking with Matt Light here on Downtown. What's the craziest thing as all this has swirled around? You know Tom Brady well. You played with him for 11 years. You're friends. What's the most ridiculous thing anybody has suggested about Tom Brady during all of this?
Well, you know, honestly, I look at it and I say it's all ridiculous. But, you know, I think the most ridiculous thing is that they would call a guy like Tommy a cheater, you know, And the word itself is pretty bad all by itself. But overall, people that know Tom Brady understand that the guy would go out of his way to make things as fair and competitive as possible, because all he wants to do is try to do something at a level that nobody else can replicate. And the only way you do that is through hard work. And I've been able to witness it. I was able to witness it for 11 seasons and was always impressed with, you know, how he approached each and every week and the effort that he put in. And let's not forget that the guy had to battle through some roster positions and through a lot of adversity. He wasn't handed a starting quarterback position.
There's also a certain opinion out there in the media and among fans of football as well about Coach Bill Belichick. What's the biggest misperception people have about him?
Well, you know, I think that you see the only side that you really can see through the media when it comes to Bill, and that doesn't paint a very good picture at times. And I think for a lot of us that have played for him, there's definitely times where we've, you know, been a little frustrated and he's pushing us pretty hard. But the thing that's amazing about Bill is that he can keep things in perspective no matter what's taking place. You know, we have a terrible game. We come in, we think, oh, man, this is going to be horrible. And, you know, he understands that the team's down and he knows how to judge those things and he gets everybody's mind right. And then there's times where, you know, we think we got all the answers and he's able to balance us out and get us back, you know, working hard and doing the things we need to do. So I think a lot of people misinterpret the intense nature in which he does things. And if you play for him and if you know the guy, you understand that he actually can crack jokes, which is they're not very good. But and he actually is human. You know, the guy does sleep. So he's a great coach to play for. I was blessed to be able to put in that many seasons with a guy like him.
Matt, also, we want to make sure to wish you, although we're a couple days late on it, a belated happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that. It's at 37, I say I'm still in my mid-30s, so I'm trying to hang on to my youthful side.
No question about it there. And my sources tell me, too, that you're going to be up in southern Maine this weekend.
You know, you've run some pretty good intel. Did you hire Ted Wells? I mean, what's going on here? I feel like I'm in a little bit of trouble with you. Yeah, I am. I'm actually going to be in the Wells area, believe it or not. And we're looking forward to go visiting some friends of ours and their family, and we'll have a lot of fun.
The Inflation Nation raffle, you can sign up for it online at mattlight72.com. Only $2 gets you in, a chance to go to Indy private jet with Matt, the fully inflatable VIP trip. You'll see the Colts, and no matter what happens, Tom Brady will be back by then. We're pretty sure about that. The deadline is October 13th. The game itself is on the 17th. Just for a moment, if we can, talk about the organization and what you try to do for young people to get them out of the house and out enjoying the world around them.
Well, listen, and I think that goes hand in hand with the Mainers that are out there. Everybody from Maine that I meet, I'm always so impressed. I mean, they're the outdoors type. They, you know, hunt or fish or just spend time on the beaches and this, that, and the other. And we do. We take that approach that, you know, being in the outdoors and all the lessons that you can learn are things that can really be helpful when you're working with young people. And so through the Life Foundation, we've been able to work with young people from all over the country, from New England to, you know, the West Coast and down south. And we bring them all into an outdoor camp environment where they've got to work hard. They've got to, you know, do things the real way, responsibly, ethically, accountably, or be accountable and be a leader at the end of the day. So I would encourage anybody for information on what we do through Life Foundation, check out our website, mattlight72.com. And we appreciate it. We've had so much support from right here in the Northeast. And these kids are benefiting from it in a big way.
Well, Matt, you did great things on the football field. You're doing great things for young people these days. We really appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. And good luck with the Inflation Nation raffle.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. I appreciate it.